Soros doubles 2016 election spending, sends $40 million to Super PAC. By Kyle Morris on July 6, 2020. Left-wing billionaire George Soros is set to double his 2016 election spending in an effort to remove President Donald Trump from the White House, according to public records. The Washington Free Beacon, which was the first outlet to report Soros's 2020 spending, stated that Soros has poured money into the coffers of the Democracy PAC, a super PAC that passes money to other liberal PACs working to defeat Trump and congressional Republicans. According to public records, the PAC has received $40 million, double the $20 million it received in 2016 throughout the presidential election, an operative told the Washington Free Beacon. While Democrats across the country sanctimoniously rail against the influence of dark money in politics, their party's largest donors are bankrolling a massive web of liberal organizations to get them elected. George Soros's unprecedented spending further highlights just how dependent Democrats are on contributions from billionaires, despite their hypocritical rhetoric. Directly, Soros has put $5.5 million into his Super PAC Fund for Policy Reform, a nonprofit in Soros's Open Society Foundation's network that is reported to have in the bank $750 million on its latest tax forms, also gave $35 million. In doing so, Soros's name is kept from appearing amongst those that give millions to political committees. Democracy PAC, known for making large donations to far-left candidates, has given more than $25 million to other PACs, including a $7 million to the Senate Majority PAC, which has close ties to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. It also gave $5 million to Priorities USA Action, a large outside PAC which supports Joe Biden, and $2.5 million to the left-wing Win Justice Coalition. The Beacon also noted, many of the groups that receive money from Soros are top spenders backing massive anti-Trump campaigns. Priorities USA is the biggest outside spender this cycle, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, having spent more than $28 million. Its efforts include anti-Trump advertisements focused on criticizing the president's response to the coronavirus pandemic in the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In addition to his overwhelming PAC donations, Soros has also given $2 million to committees directly without going through his PACs. Those donations include $500,000 to the Democratic Grassroots Victory Fund, a committee to raise funds between the Democratic National Committee, all 50 state Democratic parties, and the D.C. Democratic Committee. Soros has also given thousands to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA Victory Fund, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Similar to Soros, former presidential hopeful Tom Steyer has also poured into the 2020 election and is ranked among the highest of donors. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.